Good morning, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with KUAR News. At Hot Springs National Park, rangers are fighting to protect an ecosystem besieged by invasive species. Now the park is turning to another time-tested marauder with four legs and four stomachs. Mary Stafford started out a few years ago keeping a herd of goats at her house in Bologna. She says they make great pets and have big personalities.
The king and queen of all is Myrtle and Walter. And they are La Manchas. They're retired dairy goats, except for, I don't know what the purpose of Walter was, but because he's fixed. But and then under them, the second leaders are the Twisted Sisters, and we just call them both sister.
She decided to turn her passion for the goats into a business. Now she rents her 37 goats out to clear land by doing what they do best.
They basically shift between like an hour or so of eating and then an hour or two sitting in the shade chewing their cud.
That's Hot Springs National Park intern William Harrison. He's been monitoring the goat's ability to cut back invasive species like English ivy, periwinkle, and lesbediza. Staff bring the goats 11 gallons of ice and 15 gallons of cold water every morning. They feed them Triscuit crackers twice daily to take attendance. Intern Emily Roberts says they're always hungry.
Oh yeah, they're crowded all around you, trying to be the first one to reach the privet leaves. They're really competitive for some reason. They want the freshest leaves.
They're not very nice to each other. They're bullies. Walter and Myrtle get first of everything, and if they don't, they will send the other goats flying. I mean, they'll butt them. They're quite rude.
The Park Service Natural Resource Program Manager Shelley Todd will spend the next year following up, checking to see if the invasive plants reappear.
Basically everything native, you know, all of our pines, our oaks, our hickories, our chestnuts, our elms. As far as the herbaceous vegetation, we have native grasses like the little blue stem and the big blue stem, and they don't grow as well as these invasives do.
Right now, it seems to be working. The goats have nearly cleared their current plot after a week of grazing. And they're happy too.
This is especially awesome because there's such variety. They love the variety because they all do have their favorite plants. Some of them love privet the most. Some of them love honeysuckle the most. Some of them love ivy the most. And this is wonderful for them because of the diversity of plants.
That was a goat rubbing against a tree, scratching itself. Others laze in the sun on rocks, digesting. They may not know it, but they're here for a reason. They're part of a 5-week trial that will make or break their working future, and perhaps the park ecosystems as well. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.